Mark your calendars for Love-Filled Fridays at 11 a.m. on radio and Saturdays at 5 p.m. on YouTube.
My name is Jotham.
My name is Kukena.
And this is how we met.
Feel like everything is meaningless, like every day is just spent in vain?
Honestly, that is how I felt before I had a personal relationship with Jesus. I completely get you.
Oh yeah?
It's impossible to find true meaning apart from our Creator. God created us for a purpose, but we can only find it when we're in a relationship with Him.
That sounds amazing, but where do you even begin to have a relationship with a God you can't see?
Has revealed Himself to us in many ways. You find Him in nature, His creation. You find Him in His Word, contained in the Bible. And you find Him through Jesus, His Son, that He sent for our sake. God loves you so much and is ready to reveal Himself to you if you let Him in.
Wow, that is amazing. How do I let Him in?
Life's too short and precious to live without purpose. Be that friend who leads someone to Christ. Radio Christian Voice, your home since 94.
Zambia Tourism Agency sees growth in local tourism. Standard Bank reaffirms support to alleviate energy crisis in the country. And tens of thousands flee northern Mozambique following intensified attacks. Good afternoon. With the main news, I'm Chimba Chilopa. The Zambia Tourism Agency, ZTA, says the country has witnessed a notable improvement in local tourism, with increased participation in traditional ceremonies, weekend getaways, and visits to lakes and waterfall sites. ZTA Chief Marketing Officer Amanda Chipungu says while the rise in local tourism is encouraging, there is still room for growth to ensure more Zambians embrace domestic travel. Speaking in an interview with RCV News at the 97th Agriculture and Commercial Show, held under the theme Adapting to Climate Change, Mrs. Chipungu said the ZTA is working closely with service providers to make tourism more affordable for locals, noting that cost remains a concern for many domestic tourists. There has been complaints from members of the public on the cost of local tourism, something the agency is addressing in collaboration with service providers, said Mrs. Chipungu. She emphasized that increasing local tourism participation is not only about leisure, but also a strategy to boost the country's gross domestic product, GDP.
So in terms of tracking the numbers, we have seen very encouraging growth in domestic tourism. And I will tell you, I mean, even when we looked at activity around the Victoria Falls, even over the past, long weekend, we saw, you know, numbers like, you know, going above 7,000 just over 2 or 3 days, you know. So that's very encouraging. The last, the Nchwala ceremony, the Kuomboka ceremony, we saw numbers 25,000, 15,000 people converging in one place, and we're able to get some of these stats.
Mlenga Autism Foundation consultant Henry Ndandalika has called on the government to urgently improve the country's inadequate medical systems, which he says is currently ill-equipped to manage neonatal and congenital diseases. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Dr. Ndandalika emphasized that the weaknesses in the healthcare system makes it increasingly difficult to manage autism effectively in Zambia. He urged the government to make deliberate investments in the health and well-being of future generations by establishing specialist equipment and dedicated treatment centers for early childhood diseases. Dr. Ndandalika noted that there is a serious neglect in many aspects of autism care, kidney disease management and related conditions, which needs a focused, coordinated healthcare strategy that ensures children with autism receive the holistic care and support they deserve. He stressed the need for a comprehensive and systematic approach to managing multiple health challenges in children, noting that a siloed or reactive approach falls short. Many children with autism also present with comorbid conditions, such as acute or chronic kidney disease, which are being diagnosed more frequently in Zambia. Developmental delays, motor deficits, cognitive impairments, and seizures can result from untreated kidney disease. Without addressing these underlying conditions, psychological therapy alone will not be effective, said Dr. Ndandalika.
In the local community, in hospitals and everywhere that are offering primary care, in primary identification there and direct attention to other things. For example, recently we came across a situation where there's like a lot of children with kidney diseases, and kidney diseases in themselves will cause damage, will cause problems in filtering the blood, and eventually result in damage to the brain and developmental delays and deficits in motor function and cognition.
Stanbic Bank Head of Corporate and Investment Banking, Helen Lubamba, says the bank is working jointly with Greenco to harness the energy deficit in the country. Ms. Lubamba stressed that the joint effort is addressing the energy crisis the country is facing in a bid to revamp the energy sector, which will in turn stimulate economic growth. She added that not only is Greenco assisting with emergency power, but it is also helping the bank meet the needs of the country financially. Speaking in an interview with RCV News at the 97th Agriculture and Commercial Show in Lusaka, held under the theme Adapting to Climate Change, Ms. Lubamba also mentioned that the corporate has been working with the power utilities ESCO to come up with viable solutions that will tackle the energy crisis in the country. The economy was hit by a lack of power, which affected a lot of businesses, hence the need to participate in an emergency import facility by assisting ZESCO in importing power, said Ms. Lubamba.
We need to address the energy crisis in a number of ways: emergency, medium term, and long term. So at Stanbic, we jumped to all three. We needed to address the immediate situation that had befallen us. As you recall, almost 6 million, around 6 million people were a threat of starvation because of the impact that it had on our food security, the drought. In addition, the economy was also being impacted by the lack of power.
The Special Hope Network's liaison manager, William Malulu, has called on the government to prioritize the creation of safe and inclusive spaces that protect and empower vulnerable children, helping them grow into responsible and productive citizens. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Malulu stressed the importance of strong political will in supporting centers and organizations that provide transit homes for abused and at-risk children. He warned that without meaningful government support, many vulnerable children remain exposed to exploitation and may resort to harmful behaviors due to prolonged neglect. The rights of children, especially those with disabilities, can only be fully realized when they are given access to safe, supportive environments free from harm, said Mr. Malulu. He further noted that many child-focused organizations face significant challenges in fulfilling their mandates due to limited resources, adding that a lack of government support could further marginalize already vulnerable and victimized children. Mr. Malulu said the only way children's rights can have real meaning in our communities is by creating inclusive, safe spaces where they feel protected.
There are also some issues that could have been done better in certain areas, and we are praying for that. We are praying to have more of such conversations with the government. We are praying for more political will when it comes to making decisions, especially when you talk about abuse for children with disabilities. We want a little bit more stiffer punishment for perpetrators. I mean, think about it, Betty. This is a child who cannot defend themselves. They can't even say it. Maybe they can't even say anything. They're vulnerable, and then someone takes advantage of a child with a disability.
In African news, the recent attacks by armed groups in northern Mozambique displaced tens of thousands in July alone, deepening an already dire humanitarian crisis in Cabo Delgado and straining limited aid supplies, according to the United Nations. According to the UN Office for the Coordination of